This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The candidate associated with Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood says he won the presidency. Mohamed Morsi is a member of an Islamist movement whose leaders were often imprisoned by the last president, Hosni Mubarak. Now, at least according to their own count, they're heading for the presidency, although official results are not due until later in the week. And the generals who still hold real power in Egypt have reduced the president's authority. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Cairo with the latest. Hi, Soraya.
Good morning, Steve.
So how much is known of the results here?
Well, they're still coming in, but based on unofficial results that are being reported by volunteers and campaign representatives who fanned out across the 13,000 polling stations, it appears that Mohamed Morsi has won with more than 52% of the vote. Now, this, again, according to his campaign and some of these volunteer unofficial counts.
That's the unofficial count, and it's being disputed, is it not, by Ahmed Shafiq, the other candidate?
Yes, the former prime minister, in fact, Mubarak's last prime minister, he says that he got 53% of the vote. So obviously the math doesn't really work there. He says that the reason for this is because there were some fraudulent ballots that are in question, marked ballots. There was some question about invisible ink, for example, that pens that you would write your choice with on the ballot, that ink would disappear a few hours later. All these claims are being investigated by the Presidential Election Commission.
So some conspiracy theories flying around, but at the same time, has the job for which these two men are contending become worth a lot less in the last few hours, Soraya?
Well, certainly after the generals decided right after the polls closed to announce in a statement that they would be retaining power, that the president would not be allowed to be in charge of them, in charge of their budget, in charge of declaring war or a variety of other things. I mean, it really does sort of raise the question, is this going to be a ceremonial post? And it's quite confusing at the moment.
And let's remind people that this comes after, of course, the parliament. The elected parliament in Egypt was dissolved late last week by a court that included members appointed by the previous president, Hosni Mubarak. And all of this is happening, I suppose, in a situation where nobody really knows what the basic rules are. They never got around to drafting a new constitution before they began these elections.
Absolutely. That there's been so much political squabbling about who would be on the committee to draft that new constitution that the generals finally said, you know what, forget it. We're going to stay here until you come up with a constitution. And if they find fault with the committee, they've already decided to come up with a committee of their own. And that committee would be named a week after they make the declaration that the existing committee is no good. Then they would have 3 months to come up with a constitution. Then a nationwide referendum would take place 15 days after that. So by all this arithmetic, it looks like the generals will be around in charge until October, at least.
Exactly the people that revolutionaries wanted to get out of power when they went to the streets last year. How are Egyptians responding to all of this?
Well, Tahrir Square this morning was filled with people from the Muslim Brotherhood who were celebrating. But many other Egyptians are quite stunned and angry about the results and as well as about the ruling military council statement of its plans, which, again, as I mentioned, were announced right after the polls closed. One of the people we spoke to was Heba Morayev, who is the Egypt researcher for Human Rights Watch. And she says the power grab by the generals wasn't unexpected.
But I think the timing is very suspect. You can't really wait and see what the results of the presidential election are and then tailor those duties according to who wins.
She adds it's distressing that the military would assume all legislative power. And the other thing to remember is that the developments set the stage for a bloody confrontation between the military and the Muslim Brotherhood and potentially the protest groups that were involved in the revolution. So it's a very, very dicey time here in Egypt.
Okay, Soraya, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting today from Cairo, where Mohamed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood has claimed victory in a presidential election.